Listen to KCIM on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, and stream us anytime at carolbroadcasting.com. You decide how you listen to Western Iowa's information leader and classic hits.
Good morning. It's 8:06. It's John and Chantel here in the KCIM studio to start your Wednesday morning out. Chantel, we've got a very special guest in here with us this morning to talk about Carroll City Councilman Clay Haley.
I think this is the first live interview we've done with Mr. Haley.
With the councilman, really. And so I see, Clay, you've gone full winter on us here. You've got the beard going, so you are ready for wintertime, my friend.
I'm ready for winter, John. I'm ready for the snow.
Jump on No Shave November right here.
Got to start early.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to have you in, Clay, to talk about basically the parking situation, the jail situation. I think there seems to be a lot of misinformation or just not good communication going on. Give us your views on kind of overall how things are going with the city in regards to that.
Well, sure. And I think a lot of this stems back to when the ordinance failed to eliminate the four parking spaces on Main Street that the jail, the county, was really waiting to have approved so that they could fully move forward with the new jail being built. And for me, this was truly a vote on parking and on protecting commerce for not only the city of Carroll, but the county of Carroll and the entire region here.
What was the feedback you were getting about removing those parking spaces? What did you hear?
You know, the only feedback that I got was, don't remove those spots. We need those spots during peak times. We've got people coming in to watch movies. We've got people coming in for dance class. And, hey, we got people going to the bar, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they were looking to protect those spots so that they had places in peak times to park patrons, as well as the actual moviegoers and dance class goers that I had contact me, you know, wanting to have spots to park.
Okay, so but this changed your vote, actually, because this was the third reading where it failed. It wasn't voted down, it just failed because it was a tied vote.
Correct, Chantal, that's exactly right. It failed because of a tie vote, and my vote did change from the first two readings of the ordinance to the third. And we did have some very good communication from people on, I'll say, both sides of the issue, though I really don't know as there is two sides to the issue, but we did have people who wanted us to get it moving forward and people who wanted us to preserve those parking spots.
Okay. It sounds like you were kind of one of the person behind pushing this to come back before the city council. Is that a fair characterization?
John, that's exactly right. I have actually asked that this comes back on our next regular council agenda, which it will be on Monday. We'll be revisiting the third reading of that ordinance. At this point, I'm very confident that we have a resolution.
Okay. What? Can you talk a little bit about the resolution? You can't give us any pregame stats or anything.
Well, Chantal, I wanted to give you a little lead-in. absolutely,
a little
I can.
Teaser.
This is the first time an interviewee has set us up for a question.
Yeah, giving us the tease.
Well, we all get along here pretty well. No, what we've done is the city staff has gone back and gone to work. We had a very nice little meeting with the county, with Supervisor Bach, as well as Sheriff Pingree, and we went to work to find a solution to get the parking spaces preserved. I think we've done that. And what we're going to do is quite simply change the angle of the parking along sections of Main Street to gain two parking spots. Then what we're looking at doing, and this will take a little more work, but I think we can get there. The council works pretty well together, and I think we can get there. What we're proposing is to close the south entrance to the police station, the library, and then go in there and create another set of parking spaces, thus giving us additional parking spaces over and beyond the four that we would lose where the county needs to have access for their jail entrances.
So, heads together, this sounds like a very, very viable solution.
Absolutely, very viable solution. It solves my problem with parking. You know, there's some supposition out there, as you had alluded to, that the city council is trying to stop the jail project. That absolutely is not my stance. I'm here to preserve the downtown business district and help make sure that the county's jail project succeeds.
That's some of the feedback that we got after we ran the story about the parking spaces, was some of the feedback from county residents was coming in. And that was one of the questions we wanted to ask, was your reaction to that. And, you know, to kind of people thinking that, that maybe the city was overstepping bounds in trying to change a vote, and that's not where you're at all.
Oh, absolutely not, Chantal. The people of the city of Carroll, as well as the people of Carroll County, voted. They went to the ballot box and said, we want a new jail. At that point, it becomes the job of the county supervisors to implement that in the most responsible way they can. We do this at city and take plenty of flack for it too. It's not fun, it sucks, but we have to work through it and do what's right for the people and for the community. So no, this project is in the supervisor's hands. It's not the job of the city to circumvent it. We need them to get the jail built.
Okay, well, the issue of the permit also came up, and that was one of the concerns with the parking spaces, is that there'd be redesign and that the building permit would be kind of suspended, so to speak, until this redesign was done. Have you had any meetings with other city leaders about the city permitting process and things that need to change there, maybe?
You know, we've looked at the process again since this, but I really don't think it's going to end up being an issue, Chantal. I think we'll get this ordinance passed. I think things will move forward, and I don't think it'll be an issue. You know, we'd had in the agenda that we needed certain things to be met and done. That's why this ordinance was on our agenda for months and months. So we need to get it done. That said, we've already told the county, keep going, get things done, and they've done a good job. They're still moving forward. They're doing what they need to do. Both them and Baiting Construction have been told, we're not interested in slowing you down, get to work. So,
and that's another rumor, is that the construction has stopped in recent days because of city actions, and that's just simply not true.
No, it's not true.
That is a utilities mm-hmm. issue, that they're trying to get someone in to move. From what I understand, the communication line is one of the issues, and that's an outside organization.
That's my understanding completely.
All right. What else would you like the listeners to know about the process that's going to happen Monday night? Do you think this is going to be anything contentious with some of the other people that voted against it on the council?
I suspect there could be some resistance, but I expect it to be very minimal.
Okay. And you've had conversations with all of these people?
I've had conversations with most of the council and visited with the supervisors at our one meeting also, and I think things are on a pretty good path.
So how quickly could it all happen, getting approved?
You know, John, I would look for the ordinance to be approved on Monday night, as long as nothing goes sideways, but I can't see it doing that. From there, things should just keep proceeding and flowing forward as normal.
We are going to keep that clip, by the way, because you know government.
And that's something we should be careful about, is I'm here today speaking as Clay Haley, mm-hmm. member of the city council. I am not the city council. And it, for sure, that body exists to make sure that individuals' wants are not taken over the precedence of what the people need.
Mm-hmm. Talk about communication overall, though. Do you feel like that can be worked on to be better in any ways? Communication between city and listeners out there of ours, or even the city and the county? What ways can we improve that? Because I think that communication, to me, is the underlying issue.
Yeah, and I think we can all work together in our own ways to make this better.
Oh, most certainly. And, you know, hopefully this interview today is a good sign of that for city to media. I know that I've been talking a lot more with a lot of the county supervisors, and have had some very good conversations with them just recently. You're right. It really is communication. Everything boils down to communication. So we just all got to do our little part to move it forward, and I know we can.
And from a procedural standpoint on Monday night, is this coming back as the third reading, or is it a new ordinance that'll be coming back as the first reading where you'll have to maybe waive other readings?
That's a phenomenal question, Chantal.
She's been to a few meetings.
I've been to a couple of them.
I think she's studied. I think she knows the answer, John. We are revisiting just the third reading of the ordinance, so no, it doesn't have to go through 1, 2, and 3. This is just the revisiting of the last third that failed due to the tie of the council.
All right. So that's good to hear, too. So it's, you know, it's not going to be coming back 2 and 3 times and delaying things.
Right. It should keep it easy and straightforward.
I'm going to ask you a question that's not related to any of this right now. Of course, elections are going on. And nobody's running opposed.
For city.
What do you think about that?
Boy, John,
I came out of left field with that one on you.
Yeah, you came out of left field.
But yeah, he's not prepared for this one.
What do I think? I think we have a good council in place. Speaking of them individually, every one of them works diligently in their own way to do what's best for the city of Carroll. You know, it could be a part of that. It could be part of the fact that it is a very difficult position as well. That takes a lot of time. And I think it's difficult for people to commit that much time out of their lives. That said, there are plenty of people who do it and who I'm sure would be willing, but it's a big commitment. And, you know, I really feel our current council is doing a great job. So
you're all in it for the money because that pay is phenomenal.
Yeah. You're making big bucks, right?
Yeah.
You're making bank. No, they get paid. Basically, it's a stipend. It's very minimal. But.
Yeah, there have been some that have said it should be more to hold us more accountable and have us, you know, more tied in. I'm fine with it where it's at. I don't know as anybody gets into this job to do it for the money or for any reason other than to give back and serve the community.
Anything surprised you just as serving as a city councilman that you found you really enjoyed that you didn't realize when you first decided to run for city council?
John, I never dreamed how much I would learn. You know, anything from learning about ordinances down to just how city government functions and finance and following the numbers in the budget and making sure that you can understand where everything goes in the various, I guess I'll call it silos for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
I've just learned a tremendous amount. It's been very rewarding.
I will say this publicly. I do disagree with you publicly on the fact that I am not looking forward to winter time. So we'll have to kind of leave it there.
I'm with John on this one. You're outvoted 2-1.
Well, all right.
I don't think we need further readings of that ordinance at
Motion
all.
Motion fails, there'll be no winter this year.
Exactly.
I think you'll be very popular with that.
Clay Haley, once again, Carroll City Councilman. Thank you, Clay, for coming in. We do appreciate it, and we'd love to hear back from you on other issues.
Well, thanks for having me in. I look forward to working with you in the future.
All right, Clay Haley, once again, joining us from the Carroll City Council.